FM. When it comes to dealing with bullying in schools, educational psychologists are essential. The National Association of School Psychologists states that in order to stop bullying, schools should create anti-bullying rules, comprehend the link between bullying and mental health issues, and stay up to date with technological advances. That sounds like a wish list, unfortunately. Joining us on the line to expand on this is a professor in the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Pretoria, Professor Salome Human-Vogel. Prof, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
As mentioned in the introduction, right, in order to stop bullying, according to the National Association of School Psychologists, schools should create an anti-bullying rules, comprehend the link between bullying and mental health issues, and stay up to date with technological advancements. We mentioned, of course, that that would be an ideal, but considering the realities that, you know, is faced by teachers and educators in our school systems, at times it's not simply not possible, unfortunately.
You are actually quite correct. I think that while the research tells us that the most effective bullying and prevention of bullying programs often involve a program where the entire school needs to change, and the school's code of conduct is a very important instrument in that, we find that the reality on the ground very often is that schools are so overwhelmed, too many learners, a very busy curriculum that teachers have to go through. And so very often, if it's not a concerted systemic effort on the school, then those efforts can actually sometimes do even more harm than actually help the learner. So it's a very complex problem. And it involves the involvement and commitment of several role players, such as the parents, such as the kids, such as the principal of the school and the teachers. And if everybody does not play their part, then yes, unfortunately, it very often is not as effective as it can be.
Yeah. The broader impact, though, of bullying, I think there's multiple layers that when we talk about bullying at schools, that we need to talk about. It's firstly the mental health and the trauma at times that bullies themselves deal with, the resulting trauma and mental health issues that develop from those who are victims of bullying, and at times the physical consequences of and physical health challenges that many victims of bullying sometimes face as a result of the actions of the bullies. In a broad sense, speak to us about some of those various layers and elements that we should be looking at, examining, and addressing.
Yeah, sure. So I think, first of all, if one looks at the, as you're quite rightly pointing out, it's a very, very complex problem consisting of many different layers. And I think if one firstly looks at the risk factors that make it more likely for children to experience bullying, you need to look at it, or you can look at it from a very individual level, where you often find that the children who are somehow a little bit different from their peers are very often targeted for with bullying. You find that it's an ineffective way that children often use to try and solve problems in a very aggressive way. But if you look at the relationship between children, the relational aspect is also that sometimes involves power differentials. There's a lot of peer pressure going on. There's very often amongst children competition for resources, and so bullying can be used as a form of power to exert control over others, to manipulate other children, and to sort of gather resources around them, and those resources are very often friendships. But then also contextually, if you look at, you know, class dynamics, the way that the teacher sets up a class, whether there's a lot of emphasis on power and hierarchy, that can very often also play into it. And one shouldn't, of course, also forget the fact that there is a home context. Very often the children who are victims of bullying and who turn to bullying themselves come from very complex dynamics with a lot of issues in terms of their parenting. and they then turn to bullying as a way to deal with their own issues. I think in terms of you know, looking out for bullying and when children are bullied, is very often you'll see that there's a behavior change. Children might refuse to go to school. They might develop physical illness such as headaches. You know, they might feel very good and happy on the weekend, but come Monday, they develop sort of physical symptoms. Anxiety and depression very often develops if the problem is not addressed. And unfortunately, one also finds, and it is regularly reported in the media, that some children will take their lives. And so suicide is a very serious consequence of a problem that is not managed well at the appropriate time.
Yeah. At times, we also have this conversation and we are left scratching our heads in terms of, is bullying an issue, particularly bullying at schools, an issue that can be addressed, considering all of the myriad of issues that we are faced with as a country and as a society, with some of the things that, you know, our kids are unfortunately you know, faced with and confronted by on a daily basis?
Well, I think that is a fair question, and I think that the effectiveness of tackling an issue such as bullying that is so complex will obviously differ according to the context in which you are working and the particular challenges that a school, for example, faces. There is research and there are studies that indicate that bullying can be dealt with successfully, but it does require the entire school. The most effective programs very often focus on changing the school climate. I think it requires a lot of leadership. I often think that, you know, in terms of leadership, the number of problems that one faces in a school is usually the number of problems that one tolerates to happen in a school. So if there is a concerted effort in the school coming from the leadership, coming from the teachers, that recognize this as a problem and that everybody is committed to dealing, the research tells us that bullying can be effectively dealt with, but it cannot be dealt with on an individual level. Where that happens, it normally isn't as effective. So you need the leadership of the school, you need a code of conduct that's taken seriously, you need teachers who are approachable. A very high percentage proportion of children who are victims of bullying don't tell any adult, and the reason they give is because they think that adult will not be able to help them or will not listen to them or will not take it seriously. So if you have a concerted whole school approach, then the evidence says bullying can be tackled effectively, but unfortunately it requires everybody's help. Programs that involve parents are also more effective than programs that don't. And the other element that is really crucial for bullying to be dealt with effectively is to involve bystanders. We all know that children see other children being bullied, but very often also don't do anything. Mm. And so the most effective ways that bullying can be dealt with is also to work with the bystanders and the children around the bullies and to help them to understand that it's okay and that it's safe and that it's acceptable for them to stand up and do something. So it's really about creating a culture of belonging in the school where everybody can feel safe. And then the studies tell us that bullying can be dealt with effectively.